Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our program. Today we continue our talk about forgiveness with all of its misconceptions. You will recall that yesterday we established the difference between forgiving and excusing. Yes, we forgive people who have wronged us, but no, we do not excuse bad behavior. We look a person in the eye and we say, "I do not excuse what you did." However, now that I've expressed that, now that I've gotten the anger off my chest, now that I'm no longer holding in bitterness or bad will toward you, I want you to know that even though I do not excuse what you did to me, I forgive what you did to me. Now, moving on, supposing at that moment the person says, "Well, I'm not asking for your forgiveness. I don't think I did anything wrong." Well, in that case, you still maintain an attitude of forgiveness. You still are grateful that there's no more bitterness in your heart. You still have a forgiving heart. You still offer a potential willingness to forgive at any time. However, and this is so important, if the person offered forgiveness is not receiving the forgiveness, then the relationship obviously is not healed. This means the one who will not receive forgiveness is not forgiven. Yes, my friends, there is distinction in the Bible between who is or is not forgiven. We don't hear this often in the church, but it's very clear. It's right in the scripture. It's the words of Jesus, Luke 17. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. My friends, this is an extremely important and frequently overlooked qualification. Would not the reverse also be true? If he does not repent, do not forgive him. I don't mean you stand there and say, "All right, well then I don't forgive you." No, I just mean you're offering forgiveness, but if he doesn't receive it, then the relationship is not going to be healed, as I said. Luke 17 makes even more sense when we remember that God is our example here. That's what I do, right? Make the obvious obvious. Bet you didn't know God was our example. Well, yeah, he is, but we don't always connect that to what we're doing. That's my point. Here's my question. Very obvious question. Does God forgive everyone? Now, I know that as Christians, you want to rush in and say, "Yes, of course." Well, you are correct in a sense, in as much as forgiveness is promised by God and commanded of Christians, but God not only authored those words, he went on to teach us what he meant by them. Question, will everybody be in heaven? No, according to the Bible, only those who receive Christ, or more specifically put, only those who accept God's forgiveness. The person separated from God for all of eternity does not feel forgiven, and in point of fact is not forgiven. Yes, he could have been forgiven. Yes, God loved him. Yes, God wanted to forgive him, wanted desperately to forgive him. Yes, Jesus died for his sins, but not all sins. There's one sin he didn't die for, the sin of refusing to accept Christ, the sin of rejecting God's forgiveness. This was the sin not paid for. When I was in college, my dad disowned me for becoming a Christian. Any anger held toward my dad was eventually dealt with, and I did have a genuine desire to forgive him. I could even picture in my mind what it would be like, but my dad never asked my forgiveness. And my dad passed away, separated from his son. It was different with my mom. She had gone along with my dad's decision to disown me because she was afraid to confront him. I can't blame her. She had to live with him. After Dad passed away, my mother expressed regret over all that went on over the years and regret over the way they had treated me. It has been a joy and privilege to forgive my mother. And in her case, she was able to experience my forgiveness because she wanted forgiveness. In my heart, I have forgiven my dad too, you need to understand, but he never received it. He never asked for it. So he did not have a forgiven relationship. Now, even though it's helpful to compare the healing of human relationships to the healing of a God-human relationship, there is an important difference. God alone has a right to offer forgiveness to all who will receive it because all have sinned against God. It is not the same with me. Not all humans have specifically sinned against me. Not all humans have specifically sinned against you. Some have, but it is not incumbent upon me to forgive somebody for what they did to a third party. That, quite simply, is none of my business. Oh, sure, I could tell this person that God forgives them. That's part of the gospel. But if they have wronged another individual, the two of them must settle things themselves. Oftentimes, when some murderer is on death row, I will hear Christians calling radio talk shows saying, "We must forgive this man." Excuse me, but the only individuals in a position to forgive are the families of the victims. And in those cases, whether or not they extend forgiveness depends upon whether or not the murderer has owned up to what he has done and asked for forgiveness. Should they forgive him if he repents? Yes, and it may be hard, but we are commanded to forgive those who repent. Should they harbor bitterness in their hearts if he does not repent? No, that will destroy them internally. Nevertheless, if the murderer has not asked the family to forgive what he did to their loved one, they have not forgiven him. Neither should they be encouraged to. Likewise, getting back to yesterday's discussion, when radical terrorist Muslims go around with signs claiming the Holocaust never happened, or rulers in the Middle East brag about how they will sponsor a new Holocaust, it is a gross misrepresentation of justice when Christians jump in to quickly offer forgiveness. Let the Jews decide for themselves if they wish to forgive some Holocaust denier, or in this case, Holocaust instigator. Christians may forgive those who speak and fight against Christians. Even so, in the book of Revelation, we see Christians rejoicing over the destruction of those who murdered God's servants, people who chose not to repent and to continue with their evil. True, I would love to see everyone turn from sin someday, but many will not. Nevertheless, I can celebrate when a wicked man dies because he's no longer going to be able to hurt anyone else and because justice has finally been done. Yes, he could have known mercy, and I would have preferred if he'd received mercy. I would have preferred if he stopped hurting people because he truly changed. But if he rejects mercy, I'm still grateful to see justice. There is another significant wrinkle to this conversation. Regardless of whether or not we have personally forgiven somebody, we should follow the example of Jesus and pray always that God himself will forgive them. This prayer is to be offered with or without observable repentance. Remember the words of Jesus right from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have done." Stephen, the very first Christian martyr, not counting Jesus, prayed something similar for the very people stoning him to death. All right, wrapping up these past two shows. Speaking out against evil does not mean we are unwilling to forgive evil. But speaking out against evil and working to stop evil are also part of the gospel. We are to forgive sin when the sinner asks for forgiveness. This is the way God handles it. Finally, even if one does not ask for forgiveness, we are to potentially forgive them and carry out forgiveness in our hearts rather than succumbing to bitterness. I know that for many of my Christian brothers and sisters, this was a whole new way of looking at things. I ask you to open your minds, consider what I am saying, and bottom line, if you do not feel I am being biblical, just go with the Bible. If I should turn out to be wrong, heck, just forgive me. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.